Blog Talk Radio.
Bitching about my position, cuz
I need money.
So I'm on the block bitching and store shoplifting, cuz
I need money.
How's the wife for you stripping? I don't give a shit, chicken.
I need money.
Stick up kids with them pistols, yo homie, my issue is
I need money.
The root of all demons, I'm blocking, I'm scheming, cuz
I need money.
I make bets, I be cheating, can't afford a beating, cuz
I need money.
See me gearing sneakers, wifey wanna be my soul.
I need money.
Always been a big dreamer, but dreams do not feed you, yo.
I need money.
Yo, Bicycle Tony, Miss B, I am T Glass, Willie the Redneck. Yeah! DJ Black Caesar and friends, guys. The best damn show on Wednesday night at 7 o'clock, guys. It all goes down at 7 p.m. Central. So tune in. Green Leaf! You know I didn't forget you, boy. Yeah!
And I stay stacking. To tell the truth, man, I hate rapping. Got everything that they lacking. These niggas faking like play action. I lay back in that first class. Take a trip straight overseas. Got O's of weed, a bunch of hoes and D. And they on my neck like rosaries. I'm supposedly the best where I'm from. He's on the creed, the nigga F you too. Patrick Codeine, yeah, got me numb. On tilt like a nigga, on tilt like a nigga, on tilt, on tilt, on tilt, on tilt. Like a nigga only wearing one shoe. I'm feel too ill, sick, I need blue shield. I was selling jewels back when you were telling true shield. Come and doing cool like what we feel, which means I don't really give a damn. I used
to.
My homie DJ Smooth on the grind. New music from Mr. Smooth. Tip Entertainment, produced by none other, DJ Smooth. Put your cups up to this one. And you know how we
feel, man. Black Cinderella. Shout out to the Monday chiller, whoa. Hey, I'm a DJ Black Caesar.
Hey, Jesus, no electricity.
This shit right here is exclusive.
Damn, it's almost 7 o'clock, damn it. You said the goddamn best sleep. If I do more before 4 a.m., then most of you niggas think your whole goddamn life.
Yeah.
never talk to a cop. I don't speak pig Latin. I turned the pen into a motherfucking Jan Jack. Tell the bitches that be hating, I ain't got no worries. I just wanna hit and run like I ain't got insurance. Ho, what's your name? What's your sign? Zodiac killer. All right, gotta die. Even Master Splinter. Yeah, murder 187. I be killing them bitches. I hope all dogs in them bitches. I hope all dogs in them bitches. I hope all dogs go to hell. Dogs go to heaven. And I got Xanax. I Xanax. Percocet, Promethazine, Promethazine with codeine, codeine. Call me Mr. Sandman, Mr. Sandman. I'm selling all these hoes' dreams, these hoes' dreams. Got a white girl with big titties, girl with big titties. Flat ass TV screen. I keep a bad bitch, call me the BB King. And you know I got that mouth powder. Then put the bitch out like a house fire. I'm killing these hoes like Michael Myers, like Michael Myers. I eat that cat just like a lion, just like a lion. And I can't trust none of these niggas.
Hey, now you got a lot going on. Your resume is extensive, lady. You just tell me about this TV show. What is the TV show all about?
Oh gosh, which one? There's a few of them that I'm working on.
Wow. Well, tell me about all of them, man. You got time to tell me about all of them, I hope.
Yeah. Okay, well, the most recent one I just finished shooting my scenes for. This one is for the Sci-Fi Network. It's called Zombie Cleanup.
Okay.
And in there, I get to play a zombie. I don't last very long, but I got to play a zombie in this sitcom.
I got you. That's what's up, man. That's what's up. Okay, now, you do that, but you also have another television show, Next Hit?
That was my first breaking film, and that was shot in Miami back in 2008.
Okay. Now, tell me a little bit about it, man, because I really never, I'm not going to lie to you. I've never seen it. I don't watch TV. But, hey, you know what? A lot of people do. So tell me a little bit about that show, if you don't mind.
Okay, the Next Hit was basically a film about the rap game. And it was basically starring Flo Rida, Rick Ross. They played themselves in the film. And it was just basically it was a film about how dirty the rap game can be coming up into it. And it's all about that next hit. What is going to be that next big hit to drop?
Right. Oh, you know what? I think I have copped that. I did see that a couple times. Actually, I do remember that. I do remember you. I've seen you online. I've seen you on television. So you're a big-time movie star. So let me ask you, did you always want to be a movie star, or is that something that you just ran up on?
Oh, no, I've always been in the spotlight. Love the spotlight. I started off being a pageant baby, went from being a pageant baby to basically taking up drama and arts and dance throughout school and had got into finance and was in the baking industry, but that wasn't my passion. My heart wasn't there, so I left it alone to continue to pursue my dreams.
Wow. That's nice when somebody pursues their dream and actually makes some leeway, because a lot of people try that, but they don't get any leeway. Now, I see you've been in The Vibe and The Vixen magazine. Is it Vibe Vixen? Oh, Vibe Vixen. Okay. Okay, now what was that magazine about, and why did it get you in it?
Okay, that big thing is basically it upholds females in the industry to a higher light. It's basically not your basic, you know, you can pull up some of these basic other men's magazines, The Source, or just Vibe, period, and you have the women in there, and they're half-dressed.
Right.
They're not taking you half-dressed. They want you clothed. You can still be sexy and be clothed.
Right. You're most definitely right. I like it when you're dressed looking sexy instead of versus have your clothes off. I'm not really into that. But some people are, you know. They like porn. They like that. So, hey, you know, for each his own. But you are really a lady. You're a class act. I've seen your pictures. I've seen your modeling stuff. You got a wonderful... Hey, your look, your swag is greatness, man. I mean, you got it going on. So can you tell the people about how long you've been doing this? Because I don't know. So can you tell us?
I've been in the game since I was about 12 years
old.
Like I said, I got my first big break, which was The Next Hit, which was filmed back in 2008. And, you know, I just keep taking strides in the industry, small steps at a time. But, you know, with those small steps lead to bigger things, and I'm continuing to make, you know, my moves and leave my trail behind in Hollywood.
Right. Hey, that's great, man. I'm really proud of you. I'm glad that they got a black woman out there doing her thing, especially like you, man, because, hey, you know what? You're kind of sexy, so I'm letting you know that on air. I said it. She is kind of sexy, so... You guys out there, beware. Just check it out. Let DJ Black Caesar do his thing. Hey, guys, well, check it out, man. Now, you didn't send me any songs. You didn't send me anything like that, but I do have your picture on Blog Talk right now. It's flipping back and forth. If you're watching, you can see it. But first of all, I want you to tell us your social networks, ma'am. If you don't mind, can you tell me where we can find you online?
Yes, for some exclusive and personal pictures of me, you can always go to my website, which is www.shaunalawrence.com. You can find me on Facebook at facebook.com/Shaunalawrence. And you can find me on Twitter at Assurity25, and that's A-S-U-R-I-T-Y 25. And you can find me on Instagram at Assurity25.
Cool, cool, cool. That's what I like, man, a woman that has her stuff together. So, look, I got another question for you. I mean, it's